This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. You may join us right here. We'll give you the toll-free numbers, the Skype username. Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. In the studio tonight here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, you've got me, Ian.
And Johnson.
As always, you know, we bring stuff to the table to talk about, and we are going to, you know, we've always got stuff that is interesting here. I did promise the story about Virgil Vaduva, one of our listeners who is a great supporter of Free Talk Live. We followed his case in the panhandling arrest, which happened to him in, I believe it was the town of Xenia, Ohio. Virgil, of course, wrote the story about his own case update over at truthvoice.com. He was arrested for panhandling. It's not because he needed the money. It's because he believes in freedom of speech. And look, I don't like panhandlers. I don't think they're particularly useful. They don't really add anything to society. If I am outside of a business, if it's private property and somebody's out there panhandling, I remember in Florida once, I came out of a Publix, which is a grocery store down there, and there was somebody who did not look very nice panhandling out inside, like disheveled.
I don't know. See, to me, it depends on the type of panhandling. If the person is offering a service while they're panhandling, then I have no problem with it, like musicians and
the problem is if it's on private property, it's generally unwanted by the people who are running that property.
Right.
If you're running a business, if you're running Publix or some grocery store, and there's some disheveled old grizzled alcoholic bum outside.
Right.
Hitting up every single person who walks in or out of the store for money, that's not going to be an attractive thing. That's going to be something that, it's one thing if it's the Girl Scouts selling Girl Scout cookies. It's another thing entirely if it's some, trashy person who is questionable, right?
Right.
So I went back into the store and I let the store manager know, hey, you've got a panhandler outside.
Right.
Because if I were the store manager, I would appreciate knowing. You don't know unless somebody informs you or you happen to see the person there. So it's not that I'm against a busker or somebody who's, trying to make some money playing music or making art. Like, I've been in downtown areas where people can do that because there's public property, public streets, public sidewalks, and in those circumstances, because of, the sort of tragedy of the commons, those people do have a right to be there, and I support their right to be there. Although, as a liberty-minded individual, I also support the idea that none of these things should be public, that ideally all of the property should be privately owned, and then each private property owner can decide, well, yes, I would like to have people playing music in my shopping center, so you guys are welcome. Please come on in.
Yeah.
Play some music. Put out your your guitar cases for donations, and I'm totally fine with that as the property owner. But somebody who reeks of alcohol, someone who is stumbling, who's just hitting people up for cash.
Right.
Totally different.
Right. Exactly.
So, but either way, as long as we've got this idea of public property, I support the right of somebody to be on that public property, and that means that they have the right of free speech when they're on that public property. And that free speech.
But should they be able to panhandle on that public property, though? Would you support that?
That's what is going on here.
Right.
Is panhandling is free speech?
Right.
It's just saying, I'd like. Could you give me some money? I need some money, please. And then if you decide to give that person money, you don't have to give money to the panhandler.
Right.
I've been hit up multiple times in downtown Keene over the years that I've lived here, sometimes by the same individual.
One of the local panhandlers won the lottery.
Get out of here. Really?
Oh, yeah. You didn't know that? He won the lottery, and then he spent all his money
on alcohol.
Back panhandling.
Yeah.
No, he didn't win, like, huge. I don't think it was a huge lotto win, but it was, like, several thousand dollars.
Yeah, well, there's
enough that it could have been, like, get yourself some new clothes, get a shower, get an apartment, get a job.
Didn't.
It would have been enough to pull yourself out of poverty. It was, like, enough to do that, but no.
Nope. Well, the reason why a lot of people are in those positions is because
they're crazy.
Well, I mean, either they're crazy or they just don't have any financial experience or financial intellect to where they can save money.
I guess. I mean, or some people just come to the point where, you know, they get something weird goes on with them and they're like, well, I'm never going to work another job again, ever. Well,
and there are
some people make those choices.
Well, there are some people who are actually fiscally responsible and they panhandle, but I suspect they are in the minority.
Yeah.
You know, the people who, the classic example is the panhandler who gets into a BMW after the day's work because he makes more money panhandling than he would sitting in an office job.
Right.
So, you know, I can't blame somebody. Hey, if panhandling works out for you and you don't mind standing in the hot sun or the cold weather or whatever, and it's getting, you know, you're getting a decent paycheck, tax-free.
You know?
Yeah. So I don't blame somebody. And I don't think there's anything wrong inherently with the idea of somebody asking for money. It's just that as somebody who has owned a business, you know, I do understand that I would not want some homeless bum outside of my business hitting my customers up. That's not part of the experience of, you know, going shopping at Publix or whatever grocery store. So here's the update from Virgil Vaduva's case. Xenia is a small city in Ohio, peppered with foot-deep potholes, abandoned buildings with a high unemployment rate, and very busy bureaucrats. Just a few months ago, the city's council decided to spend $6 million on a new justice center, and the cost is expected to balloon well into the $20 million range, because that's what government does. They have an estimate on what something's going to cost, and usually cost two or three times that. The city's in dire need of infrastructure upgrades, road repairs, and sewage system improvements, but a new police station and new office building for the city's employees became critical.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But these are not even the worst things about the city.
They need, like, probably special lounges and whatnot in those buildings, too, for their employees. You know, that's got to be... They got to upgrade that immediately.
Only the best.
Immediately they have to upgrade that. It's very important.
So it's not the worst thing, though, about the city of Xenia. A few years ago, they also decided to ban the practice of panhandling. At the request of the police department and cops who were, quote, too tired, unquote, of dealing with homeless people on the street, the city decided to pass an ordinance that banned panhandling virtually anywhere in the city, making it impossible for anyone to ask another individual for financial help anywhere in the city. In essence, the city has made it illegal for someone to speak with a stranger if the speech involves asking for immediate help.
Hmm.
And by the way, Virgil
went out... So, like, if you get injured on the road, like you get hit by a car, and you're like, help me! You're under arrest!
Well, I don't know how the ordinance was written, but I suspected it only...
I suspect probably poorly, because that's the way those tend to go.
Sure.
So maybe.
It probably only deals with, you know, people who are asking for money. Know, asking for a tire to get changed would likely not count as panhandling. And besides, it would also have to be one of those things where someone would complain. So you know, if, or likely would be, unless the cops saw somebody they knew was a regular panhandler, if you were broken down, it's unlikely anyone's going to call the cops on you for that.
Right.
Many individuals have been fined and prosecuted under this unconstitutional ordinance, raking in thousands of dollars of fines extracted from the most vulnerable and poor people on the streets. A bit over a year ago, Virgil says he decided to speak to the Xenia City Council and warn them about the fact that their ordinance is unconstitutional. They ignored my warning, and as a result, the very next day, I decided to take the path of civil disobedience and panhandle in front of City Hall and the police station. I raised $41.98, which was donated to United Voluntary Service, a charity helping the homeless in Xenia.
He wasn't panhandling directly for himself. He was panhandling for charity, which makes it a little different, I think.
I don't know if he was telling people that, though.
Right.
I don't remember.
Right.
I remember watching the video, and he does link to his video where the police kind of harassed him / arrest him on this. I forget exactly what transpires, but I think he was just asking for money and then ultimately choosing to give that to the charity. But if Virgil's listening, he's certainly welcome to call and clarify. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. He says, I was ticketed for violating this unconstitutional law, which led to a full-blown jury trial, after which I was found guilty, sentenced to 30 days in jail, community service, and fines. The jail sentence was suspended on the condition of good behavior for a term of 2 years.
Right.
During the trial, I was not allowed to talk about the constitutionality of the law and my First Amendment rights. I was not allowed to even mention the Constitution or the fact that the police in town were behind the passing of this ordinance.
Right.
The judge literally told me, and we've heard this before, quote, There will be no mentioning of the Constitution in this courtroom.
Yeah, I'd mention it and be like, okay, well, I guess it's a debunked trial. Got to start over. Maybe you should recuse yourself.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you more about what happened, because how did he end up victorious if the jury found him guilty in this case? 855-450-FREE. And how do you feel about panhandling and freedom of speech? You can share your thoughts here on Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can join us. us right here. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Virgil Laduva, listener of ours, lost his case at the jury level where he was convicted of panhandling, which he says is an illegal ordinance. The prohibition on panhandling in the town of Xenia, Ohio, he says is illegal. So we'll give you the rest of the story in his case here in moments. You can also join us and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. You know, you got a lot of choices when it comes to cryptocurrency wallets, and all of them are free. So really, it comes down to the features, the reliability, the renown that those wallets have. Jax is newer to the scene, but we've been using it for a while. Mark and I, we've both got it installed. It's a great wallet that actually allows you to access Bitcoin, Ether, and DAO tokens. So it's a multi-cryptocurrency wallet, which I've never heard of before.
Right.
And beyond that, all the data is stored client-side. So your private keys that give you the access to the cryptocurrency, the company that made the Jax wallet doesn't have access to those things. Plus, it's a Free Talk Live listener who's behind the company in this particular case. So that's extra cool. Jax makes it super easy to back up and recover your funds if you need to. So you lose your phone, no big deal. Jax's ultimate aim is to build you a digital command center for your life, giving you control over coins, currencies, contracts, identity, and more. It's control in the palm of your hand. Jax.io. Oh, yeah, and it's cross-platform. So you got a laptop, you got a smartphone, you can have Jax on both of those things.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's super easy, and that means you have access to the same Bitcoin on multiple devices.
So how does that work? So if it's a local, like a local client app that's cross-platform, I mean, I always find cross-platform stuff interesting because it usually tends to be like server-based when it's cross-platform. But you say they store all the keys locally, but so like what happens if your phone gets destroyed or stolen?
The way Bitcoin and these other cryptocurrencies have been operating recently, and I think it's called the HD wallet. Now, this may be getting a little beyond my level of understanding, but what happens is when you go to the backup option, they give you a series of words. They give you 12 words,
These
are the seed for your wallet. So if you give those words to any installation of Jax, it will create the same private key that gives you access to your Bitcoin. So therefore, if your phone gets run over, thrown in a lake, or whatever, as long as you've got those 12 words stored in a safe place, whether it's your mind or on paper in a safe or something like that, when you're ready to go install Jax on another machine, you just type in those 12 words and voila.
Yeah, and if you can remember those 12 words, good on you, because that's amazing.
You can keep them in a secure place, and then you're pretty safe. So that's how it works. Jax.io, J-A-X-X.io, Windows, Linux, Mac, browser plugins, and, of course, iPhones, iOS devices, Android devices, whatever you're using. Sorry, Windows users, I don't know if they got you yet. I think they might be working on one for them, though. I mean, Windows phone users.
Right.
But Windows desktop, you've got that. You can get Jax there. J-A-X-X.io. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We're talking about panhandling and, coming up, depression. Let's go first, though, to Neil in California, listening to K-Talks. Hey, Neil.
Yeah, I'm in Golden Shores, Arizona, listening to K-Talks.
Oh, okay. Welcome.
Okay, I've got a question for you on this ridiculous panhandling law. If I taught my pet monkey how to juggle cast iron skillets, would he get arrested for panhandling?
That's cute. Got anything else?
Well, on a serious note, I mean, you guys came up with this pet monkey thing about swimming in the lake where all the ducks were and stuff, so I thought that was kind of cute.
But I don't know if I was on that show. It doesn't ring a bell.
On this thing that the FBI came up with about Hillary, I mean, how do you guys feel on that? I think it's just...
I don't know what you're talking about. What has the FBI come up with about Hillary? I knew that they were supposedly questioning her over the whole email controversy. But what specifically are you referring to?
It's been all over the news today, everywhere, that they are not going to press charges against her.
Surprise!
Yeah, they said what she did was very stupid, but it wasn't criminal.
Except when it was.
Well, they get the discretion.
Right.
Police to decide whether or not they're going to charge someone with something, and they chose not to, which isn't a surprise. I think that was predicted on this show was that this is going to amount to absolutely nothing. I mean, they're not going to throw somebody like Hillary Clinton under the bus. There's no benefit.
Her being like, I own the FBI.
Well, she might as well. I mean, she's a higher up in the government, and they just don't go. They don't eat. While it's true the government can eat their own in certain circumstances,
right.
Usually what you'll see happen is, like, if some bureaucracy does something bad, they'll shake their finger at the head boss of the bureaucracy and say, "Oh, you bad boy, we're going to force you to leave office now, and we're going to put in reforms that are going to make sure that these things never happen again. Here, we're going to bring this new bureaucrat in." Now, yes, he's been working here for years, but we're going to bring him in here and, you know, change his department over, and now everything's totally fine. So they just sort of shuffle the deck chairs as far as the bureaucrats are concerned. But the main players, you really have to do something egregious as a D.C.-level politician to have the FBI bring charges against you. I mean, when is the... I mean, it's not to say it hasn't happened, but when's the last national-level figure, again, not including, like, governors, like Illinois' governors...
Bill Clinton, right? Was impeached.
That's not a criminal charge, though.
Yeah.
When's the last time somebody brought a criminal charge against a sitting, top dog in
D.C.? And they could have brought a criminal charge for perjury against Bill Clinton.
They didn't, though.
When's
the last time they
husband.
Did?
Probably her husband.
No, they didn't bring criminal charges against him.
Well, no, but I don't know. It went to impeachment or something. It wasn't good. But
he's fine, right?
Went along to say, but not to say that anybody else under the same circumstances wouldn't have charges filed against them. That's just saying that Hillary is above the law, but anybody else would have gotten charged.
Well, I mean, other people in the D.C. government probably wouldn't. Higher-ups in the D.C. government probably also would not have gotten charged. But, yes, you're right. The rest of us, if you commit the same acts that politicians in D.C. do, yeah, you'd absolutely get charged criminally. I don't think anybody should be surprised here. But if anything, maybe there'll be some angry conservatives out there who are not so happy with the police that they normally love to, you know, promote. The conservative movement, Republicans, love the cops. They're their heroes. They're the ones who are going and waving flags at police funerals, going to the police community days and hobnobbing with the police. And, oh, look, your precious police didn't go after your number one enemy. What a surprise. I mean, you're not really surprised by this, are you, Neil?
I come from a long line of police enforcement people in my family, and I have a lot of respect for the cops, but I have zero respect for bad cops.
Thanks for the call tonight, Neil. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So that may be the one good thing that comes out of this. Maybe some of these conservatives who really thought they were ready, man, they were itching. You could see the headlines on these conservative websites like, Hillary to be interviewed by FBI. This couldn't be a good thing for Hillary. Mm-hmm. Look out, Hillary. As though the FBI is going to do them a favor. And no.
Right.
They're protecting their buddies, and Hillary, George Bush, these are all top dogs in D.C. They basically are under no threat whatsoever. Bill Clinton, okay, yeah, they impeached him. So what? He still makes $100,000 for a speaking appearance. He's doing fine. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free and join us here, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. You can join us online. Of course, you can join us on the air. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
Coming up, Johnson, you're going to tell us about something weird about depression?
Some effects on the brain.
Effects on the brain. I want to know more about that. We'll get into it. But first, we're talking about panhandling. And I imagine a number of panhandlers might qualify as depressed. These are people who, in a lot of cases, are not in a good place in life, although some would argue that that's because of all the choices that they make with their vices, for instance. Usually panhandlers are notorious for spending the money that they panhandle on alcohol and drugs. And so one of the ways some people deal with panhandlers who want to actually help them is by giving them food rather than, or offering to give them food. One of the ways to find out whether or not the person is looking for money for drugs or alcohol is to offer them, oh, yeah, I don't have any money to give you, but, right. But I'll get you a sandwich. Yeah. How about that? Oh, no, I don't need a sandwich, says the panhandler. Right. I need the money. I got to get a bus ticket or whatever.
I got to get gas. I got a car down the road, 3 miles.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go get gas, and I'm going to walk it back to my car. There you are.
So, so we're talking about a case involving Virgil Baduva. He is a listener of Free Talk Live. He's the publisher over at truthvoice.com, and he's updating us on his case, which he lost at the jury level for violating the panhandling ordinance in the city of Xenia, Ohio. He was out in front of the police station and city hall raising money for...
If I don't want to go there because of this case, does that make me xenophobic?
So he was actually arrested in this case, and he was ticketed. He was told, you know, you got to go to court. He lost in court and immediately appealed the decision. The appeals court did reverse his sentence. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, which was suspended. And they sent the case back to the court to be retried. However, all the charges were dropped just a few days ago, and the city's attorney says they'll change the ordinance or get rid of it. Right now, it's unclear what that means. After about a year and a half, a swift hand of the judicial system finally found me innocent of any wrongdoing, spending tens of thousands of dollars of the city's money and my own money, hundreds of hours going into my defense, and substantial effort aimed to win and undo the work of the Xenia bureaucrats. What only took them a few minutes to ratify with the stroke of a pen caused hundreds, if not thousands, of people to be harassed, arrested, and fined by their police. None of the cops and Xenia bureaucrats involved in this will ever be held personally responsible for their decisions. And while I am fortunate enough to afford the legal fees to pursue such a case just for the immoral and unconstitutional aspect of the law, most people cannot do so. And rarely, if ever, does anyone speak on their behalf or stand up for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need more people like Virgil in this world who are willing, who have the money, and who are willing to put themselves in harm's way for the benefit of the rest of society.
And the problem with this is it's like an infinite, you know, it's like Sisyphusian.
He hasn't even really overturned the ordinance at this point.
Right. But, I mean, it's just, this is one tiny little issue out of, you know, hundreds of thousands upon hundreds of thousands of problems that are constantly caused by these greedy, you know, self-serving bureaucrats that, you know, most of the time are just doing this just to pad a budget.
I think you're right, and it's, I think, a good word, Sisyphean. What is that relation to Sisyphus? That was the character that was pushing a rock up the hill, right?
Yep. And kept coming down. Exactly, and it keeps rolling back down.
Wasn't that some sort of punishment by
Zeus?
Yeah, it
was a curse, yeah.
Or something like that? So, yeah, I mean, and he's pointing out here, it took a long time. It took a lot of money. He doesn't say how much, but I bet it was thousands of dollars.
Right.
And all just to get one tiny little ordinance in the city of Xenia, or the town of Xenia, Ohio, repealed. Which, by the way, the ACLU has been working cases like this all around the country. Mm-hmm. When I first went back to Florida after having moved to New Hampshire a decade ago, it took me 6 years to get back down to Florida. And right when I got back down there, I noticed there were these people in the streets with signs in more places than I remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that what happened was there was some sort of, I don't know if it was a state, I think it was a state law. There was some sort of ordinance or state law in the state of Florida that actually banned panhandling. And the ACLU went in there and they beat the state down on that case. Freedom of speech grounds. Look, these people are on public property. You may not like what they're saying. You may not appreciate that.
Right.
But they have the freedom to ask you for money.
Yep.
And so they lost, and so there was big news. It was in the headlines. It was in the news, like, Florida has, you know, lost its panhandling laws, and so there really were more people on the streets holding signs. As a result, it was a noticeable thing when I went down there. The ACLU has won time and time again. And Virgil tried to explain that, I believe, to these bureaucrats in advance. Like, all the case law on this is you will lose. You are going to lose this case. But the thing is, Virgil's the person who put the effort in. He's the one who put the money into this.
Right.
All of the rest of the people who've been harassed before him took the plea deal.
Right.
And so for the city of Xenia...
Or if they were ticketed, they just were like, here's the money.
That's what I mean.
There you go.
I'm sorry. When I say took the plea deal, that's what I mean. When the government issues you a ticket and says, Johnson, you owe us $200 for, you know, cursing in public.
I don't think that's necessarily a plea deal, though. I mean,
it is.
You can call it a plea deal.
The deal is you pay the money and we make this go away.
Right, but it's not.
You didn't negotiate it.
No, I know, but it's not a plea deal. It's like different. It's before you even. Plea deal happens after you are already talking to
you're
lawyers.
You're pleading guilty, though. That's what's happening. Whenever you pay, when you pay that fine, that's a guilty. No, that's a guilty plea, unless you do put in NOLO. No,
right, but you still have to pay with the NOLO. I mean, so
that's true.
You know, no contest.
Most people just
does not mean
just
you're guilty.
Pay.
It just means you're still giving them money. Here you go.
Most people
I'm not
just
guilty,
pay.
But here's money.
Yeah. It's the same difference. You're taking the deal they're offering. The deal is the first deal, right? Because plea deals get better if you don't take the first deal. The first deal is, Johnson, we've ticketed you for riding your bicycle on the sidewalk in the city of Keene.
Right.
Here's the $100 ticket. If you just pay the $100, you've taken their offer. The offer was pay the $100, and this goes away. If you say, no, I'm not going to pay the $100, then that's a not guilty plea. Then they'll schedule a trial. But before that, they'll come to you with a better plea deal, and they'll say, all right, look, how about we just give you a $50 fine? You pay that, we'll make this go away. Okay, you've gotten a better deal in that case.
We'll only break one of your legs.
Yes, exactly. So in this case, you're absolutely right in that, or Virgil is right, and you with the Sisyphus comment, that there's a lot of effort that he put into this to ultimately not even really overturn the law. There's a promise from the city attorney that, yeah, we're going to change or get rid of this law. But when's that going to happen?
Right.
There's no time frame on that. It could happen. It's not going to happen next week. It's probably not going to happen next month. It's probably not, you know, it's going to happen whenever they damn well feel like it. I mean, unless they don't change it quickly and Virgil goes out and tries again, you know, finds some different set of cops who don't know who he is or whatever and tries, you know, gets hit up with this a second time, they're going to keep issuing tickets. As long as that law is on the books, if they're going after homeless people, generally those guys aren't really good jailhouse lawyers. They don't know the system. They've been abused by the system their entire life. Of course, they don't generally have the money to pay the fine, so they probably will end up sitting it off in a jail cell.
Right.
But ultimately, you know, it's a lot of effort to put in, as you're saying, to even have a chance to repeal this one law, which is why we need more people like Virgil to be in the same geographic area. Virgil's a great activist. I just wish we could get him up here in New Hampshire where, you know, we could have sent a camera into the court. We could have had a video camera recording the court trial. We could have had people out backing him up. Now, I believe he did have a couple of supporters out backing him up when he was doing his panhandling, but I don't really remember. Because we have the activists here. We've got a libertarian, voluntarist migration happening. And that makes way more possible than otherwise would be. So if you want to have a chance at actually doing more than just pushing this huge rock up the hill, if Sisyphus had another five people helping him push the damn rock, he probably would have made it up the hill. So numbers is where it's at. That's what the key is to achieving liberty in our lifetime. We can't have people like Virgil being alone where they are and, in a lot of cases, losing. Even though he's won this one, there were huge costs behind it. 855-450-FREE. We'll tell you about how you can get up here to New Hampshire.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 855-453, 855-450-3733. We're sharing the reflections of one Virgil Viduva, listener of the show, supporter of Free Talk Live. Great guy. He's actually the guy who created the fundraiser for us after we were raided by the FBI back in March after the studio was raided. He created the fundraiser that you guys donated to. And it raised in 24 hours more than $5,000. Just an incredible guy, really dedicated to the ideas of liberty. So dedicated that he put himself in harm's way and was arrested, ticketed for panhandling ordinance violation in the town of Xenia, Ohio, which ultimately he won, even though at the jury level he lost, because juries are pretty much useless when it comes to actually defending freedom. Of course, he also wasn't allowed to discuss the Constitution in the courtroom, so he really couldn't even tell the jury what he wanted to tell them about, you know, how he'd like them to consider his case. So they really only got to hear what the state's viewpoint was. It's one of those cases where the state will say, well, all you really get to look at here, jury, is the facts in the case, and you don't get to think about anything else.
Yeah.
Did he or did he not panhandle? If he did panhandle, then he's guilty. It doesn't matter that his argument is, well, panhandling is freedom of speech. He couldn't talk about that.
Right.
So he wins at the appeals level, and not everybody.
I mean, why is a trial allowed to happen like that? I'd just totally be like, well, I was doing it because of freedom of speech. Oh, well, judge, I guess it's
contempt of court.
Yeah, you know.
You're going to jail.
Like, okay. Like, you know.
Well, that's what the punishment would be, presumably, is that you would be hit with contempt for doing that. But, you know, that's what we need. We need people who are willing to break the court rules.
Now you need to recuse yourself because what you're doing is unconstitutional.
We do need people who are willing to say those things in court.
Right.
Unfortunately, most people aren't. Most people aren't even willing to go to court. And of those who are willing to go to court, they're not going to break from the established pattern of obedience to the judge. So let me go on with Virgil's comments here. And you can, of course, support Free Talk Live, by the way, by going and shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com. There are Amazon links there, Amazon US, UK, and Canada. You go to the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, and Free Talk Live benefits. It's that simple. It's the same great Amazon you're used to. It's just that you're going through our affiliate link at shop.freetalklive.com. Now, one of the things he does point out here is that none of the police and bureaucrats involved in this will ever be held personally responsible for their decisions. So even though the town of Xenia's city council made a bad law, an unconstitutional, on-its-face law, saying, well, you have freedom of speech, but if you speak and say, can you give me some money, then we're going to arrest you. I mean, that's obviously a violation of the freedom of speech, but they went ahead and passed it anyway, knowing that it likely wouldn't be challenged, but that if it would, then it would be overturned. I've actually seen them say this here in Keene, where the town we live in, Johnson. I was at a city council meeting, and I heard them get advice from their town attorney. This was, I think, on the proposed ban on synthetic drugs.
Okay.
So synthetic weed, what do they call it? You know, there's
spice,
brand
K2.
Spice.
K2.
Yeah, K2. Spice. So those are two of the more popular brand names, at least in the past. I don't know what's popular these days because they've all been rebranded and renamed and whatever. So anyway, there was this big controversy. You know, this one of the town stores on Main Street was selling these products. And there were people protesting out in front of the store at one point. So the city council needed to do something about the scourge of these drugs. So rather than do the right thing, which would be to pass a resolution letting the state know that they want to see the end to the war on drugs, because if it weren't for the war on drugs, people could just buy regular marijuana and then they wouldn't be using the fake stuff.
Right.
But no, they went ahead and passed an ordinance that banned the fake stuff. And when they were discussing this in front of the city council, it was actually brought up that, well, you know, this is not a home rule state. Counselors, and so therefore, unless we're authorized to actually pass this law by the state government, by the state representatives, we really can't legally pass this. And they basically, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but essentially it was told that the city attorney told them, if this is challenged, it's going to get overturned.
Right.
And they basically said, well, let's do it anyway.
Of course they did.
So right out in public, they said, well, we know this is an illegal law, but as long as no one challenges it, we'll get away with it. And that's what happened in Xenia, Ohio. And we do actually have Virgil on the line. He just so happened to call in here. They did pass this unconstitutional ordinance. And Virgil, we were just talking about how no one will be facing any kind of penalty for this. You're the one who's been penalized by having to spend an inordinate amount of time in and out of court preparing for trial. I don't know if you had an attorney. Did you do this thing pro se, or did you have an attorney?
Good evening, guys. The first case, the original, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear.
The original trial, which was in municipal court, was just me pro se. It was more an attempt to kind of turn the whole process into somewhat of a circus to point out the idiosyncrasies of the system. And then on appeal, I actually hired a very good attorney that basically beat these guys at their own game. So,
What kind of money? I mean, do you mind saying? I mean, attorneys aren't cheap.
No, not at all. I think, honestly, between $8,000 and $10,000 overall probably spent on this.
And they don't even know. I mean, you don't even know when or if they're going to overturn this thing. The town attorney said they were going to change it or get rid of it.
He just promised that.
Yeah.
They have about 30 days. My lawyer actually advised me not to write or talk about this at all for 30 days.
Really?
And I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Sorry.
Now, why? What was the reason for that? I mean, you've won this.
Well, he wants to give him enough time. He wants to give him enough time to wrap out all the paperwork and file everything, but in my mind, I don't have anything to lose. I mean, what are they going to do, change their minds and retry the whole thing from scratch, basically? Let them retry it. I'll go to trial all over again, and we can repeat it all over. You know, it doesn't matter to me.
Now, they've lost. I mean, they can't retry this. That would be double jeopardy, right?
Well, technically, the appeals court said that they could retry it based on
a couple of technicalities they listed.
But they decided to dismiss the charges rather than do that. So, I don't know if it's officially signed off by a judge, but the judge kind of took his costume off.
Could you take this further with them now? Because they basically falsely arrested you for something that's unconstitutional.
Well, it wasn't technically an arrest. It was a summons, and they never really put handcuffs on me. But okay. It was pretty much they, you know, if I was going to continue, they would have basically jailed me. So basically the case is over. In my opinion, the next thing is basically to take it to a federal court and take it from there on First Amendment grounds. And
have you contacted the ACLU about this?
I did. I spoke with them. The ACLU said they're going to watch the case, and they don't really have the resources to bag me up, unfortunately.
Was this the ACLU of Ohio?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, I spoke with one guy. They were very interested, and they were certainly, you know, philosophically, they're on the same campus as mm-hmm. we are, but it doesn't sound like they have enough time or money to work on it.
Yeah, that's frustrating, because it is definitely a case the ACLU has taken up in other states, so I wonder if the... I wonder if the federal ACLU would have more of an interest in the federal level case.
It would be interesting. And the problem with this is not even this case alone, is that hundreds of cities all over the country are actually copycats or copying these laws. And they don't even – there's a city called Beaver Creek right down the street here from Xenia where John Crawford was shot in Walmart. I don't know if you remember. Yeah, and they have, in essence, a Xerox copy of this same law that Xenia has. It almost is as if the city attorneys got together over lunch. They just copied the law.
They call it boilerplate in the business. Yeah. So they get these things. I mean, it's probably Xenia probably didn't craft this originally either. It's likely they lifted it from somewhere else. And they'll, you know, as long as some city somewhere passes some ordinance and they get away with it for some period of time, whether it's a smoking ban or panhandling ban or whatever, then it just spreads like a virus.
These guys are so lazy that they cannot even write their own laws from scratch.
It's true. All right.
So it's been very interesting. And after the case was kind of dismissed last week, a couple of days later, on Saturday, actually, this past Saturday, I went to Beaver Creek and panhandled on a street corner there. And I posted a video on Facebook. I've tried my darnest to upset the cops enough to give me a ticket, and they would not ticket me.
They know who you are.
Literally,
right?
I tried my best. They do, and I've done my best to upset these guys. They would not give in, and they gave me a warning instead.
See, now this is where if you had some backup, you might be able to find somebody else, right? Like, so find an unknown, somebody who you know, but they don't know. You know, put them in some disheveled clothes or whatever, and then send them out with an undercover video camera or something like that, and see.
I have a plan for that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so Ademo, they don't know who Ademo is necessarily, and he's going to come visit us soon here. So we're working on a few mischievous plans on how to make this happen.
Excellent. Well, I'm sure you'll keep us in the loop. Virgil, is there more you wanted to share tonight?
No, guys, I appreciate your help with this. We'll see where we take it on federal level here, and I will keep my promise. You know, at least 20% of the settlement that we get from these guys, if we get any settlement, will go to Free Talk Live.
Wow.
So we'll see how that turns out.
I didn't even know about that. That's great news. Thanks for the call, Virgil. I appreciate the generosity and your activism. It's great stuff.
Bye-bye.
More coming up. Free Talk Live. Periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.